but we are going to look at everything the DEC and the DOH put out, and we're going to determine the best path forward.
Unshackle Upstate slams the decision. It calls the ban a tremendous blow to the upstate economy. Greg Berlia says they're disappointed and that it's a lost opportunity that would have generated millions of dollars.
But the economic impact's undeniable. It's hard to quantify, but we're talking tens of thousands of jobs across the southern tier. And that would trickle upstate into Buffalo, into Rochester, into Syracuse, across the state, really.
When you have someone like the state health commissioner stand up publicly and say that he wouldn't trust his child to play near a field that was fracked or have his family drink the water, how do you defend that?
Oh, I just think that's being a little hyperbolic. When you look at 30 other states who have looked at this, looked at the evidence, determined it's safe and can be done in a responsible fashion. Why is New York the only one? And I think that's because there was a well-coordinated, well-funded misinformation campaign by the radical environmentalists.
Fracking has no place in New York or anywhere, and the governor has smartly seized the golden opportunity to be a real national leader on health, environmental protection, and the future. A future free of polluting fossil fuels.
Anti-fracking organizations protested hard the past few years, saying the process causes toxic water and air. Rita Yelda is a Western New York organizer with Food and Water Watch. She's celebrating a victory. Do you think this is going to go away, or are we going to see a lot of lawsuits coming from the other side?
That's something that Governor Cuomo has said, too. Governor Cuomo has said that this is not the end. We're going to see a lot of lawsuits coming up. And I don't think this is the end. I mean, we're talking about a billion-dollar oil and gas industry.
The Independent Oil and Gas Association issued a statement saying it's not entirely surprised by the ban. Executive Director Brad Gill says their hearts go out to Southern Tier farmers and landowners, claiming their livelihoods are now in jeopardy without the economic benefit of fracking. Meanwhile, anti-frackers are calling for New York to turn to renewable energy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.